After consumers use coupons they get from retailers or manufacturers, stores often send the coupons to a processing or clearinghouse company. Federal prosecutors say that over 10 years, an Indiana processing firm, International Outsourcing Services, or IOS, returned $250 million in fraudulent coupons to issuing companies and pocketed the cash. Allegedly, in some cases, IOS hired crews to cut out large numbers of coupons and make them appear worn, like they'd been in a customer's wallet or pocketbook. But IOS spokesperson Angela Benander says the company plans a vigorous defense against the charges. She says IOS treats all manufacturers and business partners fairly.
In fact, in more than 40 years in the business, and after repeated audits of its processes by manufacturers, IOS has never even been sued with respect to its coupon invoicing or billing procedures.
A federal prosecutor in Milwaukee declined comment on IOS's response. In Wisconsin, some manufacturers and grocers do business with IOS. Grocers Association President Brandon Schulz says he's glad to see the feds taking a closer look at possible coupon fraud.
If retailers aren't confident that they'll be reimbursed for it, they're obviously not going to be interested in taking coupons. But if they are confident and if they do have that commitment from manufacturers and from the coupon processors, they certainly want to honor those coupons that customers bring into the store.
The U.S. Justice Department says it hopes to get IOS to make restitution to its clients, including $15 million to Wisconsin companies. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.